Ruchim Avoyim to be third and continuing series of Shi'urim on the structure of the Chumash as seen from the eyes of Chazal. And the end of last week's Shi'ur, we went a little bit quickly, and perhaps maybe we should back up a little bit before we go back into what I began last time. But we were going through Simon Kuf Chaf Hei in Erech Chaim of the Chazanish, which is entitled Sidur Nesinas Parshas HaTorah. And the Chazon Ish discussing the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who says in the beginning of the Sifra, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, according to Rabbi Akiva, both the Klolim and Protim were given at Har Sinai. And Rabbi Akiva's statement is a drosha based upon the fact that in Parshas Bahar, the Mitzvah Shemitah, we are told, was given at Har Sinai. Now, the fact is that the Chazon Ish in Sifkat and Gimel made note of the fact that if in fact all the Pratim were given at Sinai, why do we see that the Pratim are not written in the Torah until much later? In fact, actually, this defines actually what the Chazon Ish is trying to explain. Why is it that if all the mitzvahs, Pratim, were given at Sinai, why do we see that the Pratim are expressed later on in Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, namely the oil ma'id and the avos maya? So the Chazon Ish in fact gives an answer. It obviously finds it very difficult, but it's an answer that even though the Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Protim as well as the Klolim at Har Sinai, nonetheless because Baruch Hu gave them permission to be Meiser, to impart the mitzvahs to the Jewish Klal Yisrael only at times afterwards. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu had learned all the Pratim of the Kabbalahs, but only in Oil Mayed was Moshe Rabbeinu given permission to be Meisa them, to impart them to the Jewish people, And Chazon Ish makes note of the fact that according to one opinion in the Gemara Daf Samach and Gittin, the Ksiv of the Torah even took place at a later stage, at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And we made note of the fact that, in fact, actually, this seems to parallel the Rav Shua Goy understands the Messiah of Teresh Vyapen history, and we spoke about that last time, we don't need to go into it. Now, what I wanted to mention before I get to really what I spoke about at the end of last week's Shia is that the Chazon Ish seems to go back on everything on this in Sifkat and Hei. In Sifkat and Hei, the Chazon Ish, based upon a Gemara and Chagiga, to go through actually Sifkat and Hei would probably take a few hours because it's written very difficult. It's what you would call Spitz Chazon Ish, meaning if you're not actually sitting and learning Chavrusa with them, it's probably impossible to understand it. But in any case, the Chazon Ish actually seems to go back on what he said. No, he seems to go back. He says he goes back. He actually goes back on what he said about Rabbi Akiva. And he says, this is not what I said. What brings the Chazon Ish to do this is because the Gemara Chagiga and Davov, to make a long story short, wants to understand that the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva says the Protos were the Klal were given at Sinai, and Rabbi Yishmael says the Klal were given at Sinai and the Protos were given later on. So Lishitasim, according to what they hold in this matter, this would determine what they hold in the matter. We know that in the Pasuk Mishpatim it speaks about the Klal Yisrael brought Kabbalahs. So the Gemara, there's a Machlokes also, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, where the Kabbalahs brought, at the end of Mishpatim, where these were Kabbalahs, whether Oilas Tamid, whether they were Oilas Ria. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, since the Halachas of Hefshet were taught only at Oil Mayet, Hefshet B'nituach, are specified for Oilas Tamid, for Oilah only in Oil Mayet, so it must be that the Korban that was brought at Har Sinai was not a Oilas Tamid, because how could you bring an Oilas Tamid if you only tell the Dilma Hefshet B'nituach afterwards an Oil Mayet? So based upon this, Rabbi Shmuel says that the Korban that was brought, Korbanos were called Oilas Riyah. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva holds that the korban that was brought at the end of Mishpatim at Har Sinai was actually an Oilas Tamid, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Pratim
And I'll say that. So since he knew about Hefshet v'Niftoach, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Kleitzel was able to bring the Koven of Oilas Tamid and Har Sinai. But the problem is rather obvious. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was taught Hefshet v'Niftoach, but there's no Messiah at the Klai Yisrael. The Messiah only takes place later in Oil Mayim. So the Chayda was a Messiah, but the Klai Yisrael brought the Kabbalah. There must have been a Messiah of Hefshet v'Niftoach. So the Chazanis actually goes back. And actually, he says this is, he goes back and is chayzer what he said in Sivkot and Dalet. It's not exactly clear where the Chazon Ish ends up. Maybe we'll discuss that another time. But clearly, understanding Rabbi Akiva's Shita literally forces the Chazon Ish into what we call Tzor Chiyu, or at least being chayzer, going back on what he said. So we'll go back to Sivkot and Hay another time. But what I want to say is that. But that was Chaznis asserts that the reason that the Torah is Megala is the Potem later on only indicates the Talmud Mesila, according to the Chaznis's own contention, meets with certain contradictions. Okay?
So is it possible to understand Rabbi Akiva Joshua earlier now?
So that's what I want to go now. That's almost there. I want to begin tonight. Okay? I began last night, but last time, but I want to begin tonight. Okay, now. First of all, the question is, what is Rabbi Akiva saying? Okay, and this is a discussion. Everybody knows the Rashi in Parshas Bahav, but I think that people are not aware of the fact that actually there's a lot of discussion in the Rishayim exactly what does Rashi say. I have a Teras Kahanim with me, and I'm going to read this. It appears in the Rashi, but I'll read it anyway. So it says, "Vayidaber." This is in Teras Kahanim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'Asilei Mor, Ma inyan shmita etzel ha'asinai. Everybody, that's become a very big expression. Ma shmita etzel ha'asinai. When a person says something which is irrelevant, so in English you say, what does it do with the price of tea in China? At least when I was younger. If you're yeshivish, you say, Ma shmita etzel ha'asinai. V'alo kol ha'mitzvot nemu b'sinai. All the mitzvot are given at Sinai. El ma shmita nemu kol self v'tibzutkeh m'sinai. Just like in the case of Shemitah, the Kolam and Tiktukim were given at Sinai. Av Kulam Nemu Koloseum Dukem Sinai. The part of all myths were given at Sinai. Now, what exactly is the Raya? In other words, how do we know to make a Hekesh between or to equate Shemitah and all the other mitzvahs? So, Rashi, I'm going to take out the Ramban on Chumash. Rashi makes a statement, gives an explanation. It speaks about the fact that Shemitah wasn't given at Avos Moyah, was given in Bamidbar. And the fact is that the Ramban doesn't understand Rashi, right? He quotes Rashi, "Nearly shekach perusha," which means "nearly shekach perusha" means that Rashi is also struggling to find out what is Rabbi Akiva's Raya. So Rashi says, "Lefishalom etzidu Shemitah kakoyis nishtes ba'Avos Moyah." Since we don't see that Shemitah was repeated in Avos Moyah, the Mashkal itself, what the Klasa were Avos given at Sinai. Okay? That's what Rashi said. The Ramban says, Eidon Docha Be'enei Klav. Ramban disagrees with Rashi. This is the Ramban in Parachaf Hei Pasuk Aleph, in Vayikra, and the Shvel's edition, which is still the best edition, even though many attempts have been made to replace him. I don't think you can replace a word like this. Dav Kuf Sarach Gimel. Right? So Rabbi Shabel says, I mean, sorry, the Ramban says, right? Aval Breisa Shnubit Peusha Bola, says the Ramban, the understanding of the Breisa is clear. Shashmita Nemo Koloseb Misinai. What does it mean the clause of Shmita was said at Sinai? The Chsib, as it says, the Parshas Ve'ela Mishpatim, it says in Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, Vashviyas tishbetena unetashto va'ochlo avyoni amacha v'chuli, etc. The elu, these are dinei hashmita b'dav klal. It's like a general law of shmita, right? You're supposed to abandon the land and let the poor people eat it. Uvekan here at Hasi in Parshas Bahav says the Ramban. But we hear in Bahav, so there's more pratim that are added.
Well, besides, okay, now, so the Chayyim like this. It says the Rambam, very good. In Mishpatim, we have the Klolim of Sinai, a Klolim of Shemitah. In Bahar, we have the Potim of Shemitah, and it said that it was said at Har Sinai. Now, what about all the mitzvahs? So the Rambam says, Ubesayfa Inyan, meaning Sefer Inyan means at the very end of Pashas, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, which means the end of the Chukar. So I see if it says, Eila HaMitzvah Asher Tziva Hashem Esmoishel B'nei Yisrael B'Har Sinai. It says a pasuk. L'hakish kol HaMitzvah Zal HaShemitah Nizkeru Shekula Yul Nemru Kol Prat V'Kol B'Sinai. Okay? In other words, when it says that all the mitzvahs said at Sinai, the Ramban is learning from a shekst. What's the pasuk? It says at the end of Parshas Vayikra, I mean, Sefer Vayikra, which is at the end of Parshas B'chu Kaisa, it says, the Rabban quotes this Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Eila mitzvahs, Asher Tziva Hashem, is Moshe ben Yisrael, at Mahal Sinai. And what does this Pasuk come to tell you? To acquire all the mitzvahs to Shemitah. Now, the Mechilas Tevoy De Haram, the Pasuk doesn't appear in Teyas Kahanim. And secondly, I don't understand Rabbeinu how we're learning. I mean, the Teres Kahanim just says, and I'm quoting Teres Kahanim, right? Mashmita nemukhob didabasinai, of kula nemukhob didabasinai. We're making a binyan after Mashmita all the mitzvahs, but the Rabbeinu says the Pasuk. Eilah mitzvahs, according to Rabbeinu, I didn't make a diuk. From Shemitah, Bahal Sinai. It says at the end of Sefer Yikra, all the mitzvahs are given at Sinai.
That says all mitzvahs that were until.
That's what Rabban is claiming. Rabban is claiming.
What about the mitzvahs that come afterwards?
No. But certainly, these mitzvahs.
Rashi is saying everything, call mitzvahs.
The Rabbi Kiva says too. The question is, the Teras Kahanim is learning from a Binyanav. It's not a binyan. According to Ramban, this is a preferish of pasuk, and the lashon of the Ramban is right. The Ramban says, right, lahakish kol mitzvahs al shemitah. The pasuk is coming to be makish all the mitzvahs to shemitah. In any case, the Ramban I understand, but I don't see it in the words of
the hakish.
That's what the Ramban. Look at the Ramban and start saying hakish. Okay. I'm asking on the Ramban. The Talmud Shoyel is Haram. Right, let's go further.
Right.
I understand that. That's what Ramban is saying. Anyway, like this. Now, I want to mention there, Agav, that this concept of Har Sinai comes up several times in Vayikra. Okay? Now, in the beginning of Vayikra, I mean, we all know the beginning of Vayikra. And it says, Vayikra Moshe Vashem Malah Be'el Moya, they more. So Vayikra, the Torah says explicitly that the Dibur in Vayikra, the Kabbalah, was said in Oil Moya. That's what it says explicitly, in Oil Moya. I mean, Chazal say in Lama Zayin and Saita that the Torah was given again in Oil Moya. However, what's interesting is that at the end of Perek Zayin, okay, which is Parshas Tzav Vayikra, after all the Kabbonos, Zoyis HaTeyav Va'oil La'minich La'chavis La'oshel Re'ulim La'zevach HaShlomim Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe V'Har Sinai V'yoy Tzavoyis B'nei Yisrael HaKivis Kabbonayim V'Hashem V'Midbar Sinai. At the end of all that, this is in Vayikra Zayin Pesukim Lama Zayin Lama Ches. Out of the Kabbalah, certainly, one would expect, was said, what did Oil Moed? Chazal say. The Torah says, at the very end of all the Kabbalah, it mentions Har Sinai. Now, I noticed that the Ramban.
That's before Oil Moed, right?
This is during Oil Moed.
So it's saying that it was said the Har Sinai, which means.
Right, before Oil Moed, for sure. Not an Oil Moed. So I see the Ramban. Ramban is bothered with this. So the Ramban says, first Ramban in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Ches, says, Al Derech Rabbeinu, which is always a signal that Rabban can say, this is the drasha, but then after that, I can say, Shmitzah Shal Mikre. Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael, says Rabban, Ki kol ha-mitzvahs devol ha-moyshe v'ha-sine, kol ha-sine v'ha-tayim v'nishtu v'ha-il v'ha-yeh. That's what Rabban says, Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael. L'choyeg what Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael? No. Then let's be our Tzeres Kahanim. Even though I see that Rabbi Shabel is Betzayin to Lama Zayin and Beis Mitzayin. That's Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael. However, says the Ramban, right? Ve'al Derech HaPshat. Whenever the Ramban begins Al Derech Rabbi Yisrael, that's an introduction to what's called Derech HaPshat. Ve'al Derech HaPshat. Okay? So says the Ramban, goes on, V'yitachem ki tam b'har Sinai b'mokam hazeh lefnei har Sinai. Har Sinai doesn't mean har Sinai. It means lefnei har Sinai. V'hu b'oil moy, that's an oil moy, eh? This is a daring pshat. V'chein oil is tamid al su b'har Sinai. Kenenu b'har mamish. Doesn't mean har Sinai mamish, as the Ramban says. Can you believe he's saying something like this? Not right. The oil is tamid lo yiskinu rab oil moye. The sim zasher tase el mizbeach b'chule. V'tam b'chol eile. Ki Yisrael chonu lefnei har Sinai b'kodla. The Jewish people were not in har Sinai, but they were encamped near har Sinai, in the vicinity of har Sinai. Dechsim v'yichan shem Yisrael neged ahar. Okay? And it says, and it means b'har Sinai b'mid b'har Sinai. Well, at the end of the passage, Allah Mechet says, B'mit Bar Sinai, L'haydiya, to inform us, Shalo hoysa b'har mamish, B'mokam ha-kob yisham, Yibay mo'asel sa devoiz, V'lo b'mit Bar Sinai, Achvei shenosu b'flei ahar, Aval hoya b'mit Bar Sinai, B'flei ahar, B'tchumu b'kob lo b'sham oil moy. In other words, basically, it was an oil moy, eh? It was in the vicinity of Har Sinai, and that's what's called b'har Sinai. But it wasn't mamish in Har Sinai.
Is it also in Mishkan?
Yeah,
something else.
Oh, is the Mishkan. Yeah,
but there was no Mishkan before us.
Whatever, but this is speaking by Yichud.
So where's this is the
speaking, No. They weren't in Har Sinai, and they built the Mishkan. The Mishkan was encamped like b'tchum Har Sinai, and the mitzvahs were taught in oil maya. It says Har Sinai. That doesn't mean it wasn't mamash Har Sinai. It was in Midbar Sinai in the oil maya, but somehow it was in the vicinity of Har Sinai.
Before Mamash Har Sinai or after Mamash?
This is after Ma'amar HaSinai. This is oil mayer. This is like, for example, we see the Har Abayis there. It's not after Har Abayis, but we're in Nof Tzio. Okay, fine. So what's interesting is that the Ramban understands that Bahar Sinai doesn't mean in Har Sinai. That's on Derech HaPshat. Now, how does this fit into the Teyas Kahana, what Ramban says there? I don't know. Okay? However, this is still a little bit difficult because the Teyas Kahanim seems to be making a binyan av. The Pashtos, ani akaten, I'm being shaylof le'arav. The Pashtos is a binyan av, and I think that Rashi, I'm not going to go into Rashi's pshat, but Rashi probably was also thinking this. You can't bring a Rashi from Fush Apostle Bahal Sinai if it's a binyan av. So Rashi wanted to say that maybe since it was said of Avotzmoya, it wasn't said of Har Sinai. Anyway, be that as it may, I want to ask another question. I noted before there's a famous saying, Ma Shmita Etzel Sinai. Ma In Shmita Etzel Sinai. When you think about it, it's backwards. The Diyuk of Rabbi Akiva is that the Torah says in Bahar Sinai, not in Shemitah. There's no Chiz that says Shemitah. If it didn't say Bahar Sinai, we had no problem. The Torah now in Oil Moed is telling us the mitzvah of Shemitah. I mean, what's extra? The point of the Drash is that it says, Vayidabar Shem Moshe Bahar Sinai Moda, Vayislov Bahar Talen, Sivar Oretz, Mitzvah Shemitah. In other words, the question should have been, Ma Sinai Etzel Shmita? And
is Eretz Yisrael. I want to say that Professor Shama Friedman has an article which he asked this question. What does it mean? Mashpita etel Sinai. It's Sinai etel Shpita. How do you say what? Okay. So.
Where's the article?
The article, now I forget if it is. I actually have a copy of the article. It actually came out recently. The name of the article is Ma Inyan Ha Sinai etel Shpita.
In Hebrew or English?
It's in Hebrew. It's in Hebrew. He raises this question. But it should have said, Ma Sinai, Yetzir Shemitah. The thing that's out of place there is Sinai, not Shemitah, because that's the deal from Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So I want to make a claim like this. Ma Shemitah Eitzel Sinai means I'm at Har Sinai, right? So why are we speaking about Shemitah by Har Sinai? That's what that expression means. But L'chayim, we're not at Har Sinai, we're in Oil Mayim. So what does it mean to say Ma Shemitah Eitzel Sinai? So it must be, is the Gemara is asking the question, or Chazal are asking the question, why are you claiming that Shemitah was out at Sinai? It was out at Oil Moed. It was Ma Shemitah Etzel Sinai means we know that the Vayikra was out at Oil Moed. Why are you making a claim that Shemitah was at Sinai? That makes no sense. Ma Shemitah Etzel Sinai. In other words, the Shemitah is being said at Oil Moed. Ma Shemitah Sinai means what is Shemitah? That's set in Oil Mayid. What does that have to do with Har Sinai? Why are you claiming it was set in Sinai? Was that in Oil Mayid? That's the question of Chazal.
It's still back to front.
No! Ma Shemitah Etzel Sinai means we know for sure that Shemitah is being said in Oil Mayid. So why are you claiming it's being said at Sinai? Ma Shemitah Etzel Sinai means what? Why are you claiming it was set at Sinai? Was that in Oil Mayid?
Doesn't the claim of
it was
at Sinai come before in the Torah? It was the claim that was
said. No. But that's what Ma Shemitah Etzel Sinai means. Why are you making a claim that Shemitah was at Sinai? It was at an Almighty. In other words, the way it's commonly learned is that there's no half a minute to think that what the Shemitah was said about the Christ says. No, Chazal claimed it was at an Almighty. It's clear that the mitzvah is being said at Almighty. Okay. Now. There's another pasuk later on, and in the Hukoi side, what's very interesting is that I don't see that it says at the very end of pasuk chavov, after the klalos, right? It says Eilu Hakukim Mishpatim Vatoros. Asher nosom Hashem beino yudayim b'nei Yisrael, v'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. What do I do with v'har Sinai b'yad Moshe? Okay, that's what the Torah says over there. Rashi says, achas b'ksav v'achas b'yalpeh, magid shekulam nitu l'moshe b'Sinai. However, in the Sifra, there's a machlokes. I think it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. The machlokes is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And what's the machlokes? I'm reading from the Sifra. I think it's a Yud, Parsha Sebeitz. Eilu ha-chukim v'mishpatim v'atoros. Chukim eilu ha-midroshes. Mishpatim eilu ha-dinim. Ha-toros. Melamed sh'shtei teres nitu lahem l'Yisrael echad b'chsav echad b'alpeh, which means what Rashi brings from Rabbi Yishmael. Interesting.
Can you summarize?
I'm going to summarize. In other words, what does it mean? Teres means two, right? Why there are two teres? So Rabbi Yishmael says, this is what Rabbi Yishmael is saying. Let's say Rabbi Yishmael, but that's a Rashi. Oh, my Rabbi Akiva is arguing.
The Chishtein Teiras Hayul and Meizah? Were the two Teiras given to the Jewish people? Hello, Teiras Habe! What Teiras are given to the Jewish people? Zos Teiras HaOyla, Zos Teiras HaMincha, Zos Teiras HaOshem, Zos Teiras HaShlamim, Zos Teiras HaOdu Kiyomos Ba'Oyel. And then at the end it says, Bahar Sinai B'yad Moshe, Melamed Shedidna HaTera HaChosev Tute Perushe Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai. What does Rabbi Akiva say? What do you mean there's only two Torahs? There are many Torahs. There are Torahs. What does Rabbi Akiva say there are many Torahs? What does it mean saying there are many Torahs? What's he coming to argue on Tana Kama? I think Tana Kama is Rabbi Yishmael, but it doesn't say Rabbi Yishmael. What's many Torahs? What's he coming to say? Many Torahs were given to Klal Yisrael. Not only two Torahs. Many Torahs were given to Klal Yisrael.
You mean Moshe
Torahs are separate? I want to say like this. I want to say like this. I'm sure everybody's got a pshat in the Sifra, but I want to say a pshat like this. We all agree that there was a Torah Shemachsav and a Torah Shvialpeh. According to the Ramban, there was a Torah Shemachsav that was given at Sinai, and there was a Torah Shvialpeh that was given at Sinai. The Ramban says at the beginning of the Adama, right? Which it says, right? V'yipter is a Torah v'amitzvah, asher kasav, right? It's a Torah v'amitzvah. Rambam says, Torah is Torah Shemachsav, mitzvah is Torah Shemachsav. But it's clear in the Rambam, in the Sakdoma, to the Perash Mishnayim, that we're speaking about the Perushim HaMekubalim. What are halakha l'moshe b'sina, but they're not called halakha b'sina, but they're halakha b'sina. But the Rambam goes on and says, in Dhamma, and also in Sherish Beis, that after that Chazal said other Torahs. There was Teshma after that, but there was Drash that Chazal said afterwards. Okay? Yours truly wants to say, the Fiani is dating. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, Habay Torahs was said, meaning is that there were Torahs said in addition. We have a raya that was said in addition to the Torah Shemiel Peh that was said at Sinai. Because it says, Zos Teras HaOyla, Zos Teras HaMincha, we see in the Chumash that there were Torahs that were said not only at Har Sinai. They were said after Har Sinai, at Oyel Moed. Lamaisa, these Torahs he mentioned, the Torahs HaOshem, were Torahs that were said when? The Torahs that were said what? At Oyel Moed. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is coming to argue with Tanna Kamma. Tanna Kamma says the Torah Shemitah was given at Sinai. There are only two Torahs. So this is Rabbi Akiva, there are more than two Torahs. There's Torah HaOshem, Torah HaOyla. When were these Torahs given? Pasha, they're giving it word in Oyel Moed. Which means, Rabbi Akiva, it turns out, there appears to be a stira in Rabbi Akiva in the Torah Kahanim. Why? Because in the Torah Kahanim here, in Pash, in Yod, Pash is the base, however you've been signing the Teras Kahanim, Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying, in my humble, the greatest of my humble opinion, is that what? Is that these were Teras given, and I am my age, not at Sinai. But on the other hand, Rabbi Akiva says, in Bahar, that the Diptukeh, Chodutah, was said at Sinai. So that's still Rabbi Akiva. So I want to claim the following pshat in Rabbi Akiva. I want to claim that the Torah that was mischadish by Moshe Rabbeinu api adibur and oyel moed is coming to tell us. It's as if the Torah, these two came were given at Sinai. That's what I want to claim. In other words, is that the dibur that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and Oyel Moed has the halachic story as if the tikkun were given mamash, the potim were given at Sinai, and that's actually the hemshach of the Torah's Kahanim here. And it says melamed shenitna Torah chuzav to Torah aydei Moshe b'Sinai. I said the Torah's given Oyel Moed. He's saying this is what I meant in Torah's Kahanim the Bahal, that the drushes, which are piyad dibur to Moshe Rabbeinu, we consider them as if these were given at Sinai. That's what I want to claim with Rabbi Akiva. Now, L'may nap kamina. Why do I have to know that? So, I think we've mentioned that the Torah is not coming to teach us history. So I want to claim, so I want to say like this. What is this coming to teach me? It's going to be the following thing. This is what I mentioned yesterday. I mentioned last time that there's a din in the Rambam in Hilchas Bavelim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that if a Sanhedrin makes a drosha from a pasuk, a later Sanhedrin, even though it's not godel b'chokhm v'minyan, can overturn the drosha. That's the Shitas Rambam. And the question is, what's the makor of the Rambam? How did the Rambam know that a later generation can overturn a drosha of a previous generation? So the Kesef Mishnah says, he brings up, I think I've heard some Mizaraya, but you see that later Meroyim are good, earlier Meroyim. I mean, I don't know if that's speaking about drushes, especially Mishitas, I hold that the Meroyim weren't making original drushes. But the fact is that I saw that the Osameach brings a different makor from the Rambam, which means that Osameach also found the Kesef Mishnah to be difficult. The Osameach says maybe the makor of the Rambam is the Gemara in Sanat Vavavar Allah, the speech of Hillel came to B'nai B'seirin, made a drushe, but Mayadoi. That's what the Osameach wants to say. So we see that Hillel, who was a later, he was a Tana, could overturn the drushe of B'nai B'seirin. However, I want to say, I'm saying this once again with the grace of humility, but the Rambam said the way the Meiri lives in that sugya, and it's my, and also the Bashmos of the Sefer is also like the Meiri saying, is that they knew the halacha. Hillel was just giving them a court for the halacha. If you look at the Sefer, Sefer is mashma, and Shaul Lieberman points this out, the Sefer is mashma, that Hillel made the drosha after they had already brought the Korban Pesach, whatever Pesach fell on Shabbos. That's my ha'ara. But the Meili says before Shabbat that too. Anyway, I want to say there's a different makor for the Rambam. We see several times Rabbi Akiva comes to overturn a drosha of a previous Sanhedrin. For example, the Gemara says in Bama Isha, I think it's from the Chayam Beis, right? The Gemara says there, the Hanvanidosa, and the Gemara, Zakenim Arishainim, Darshan, the pasuk in a certain way, Atchaba Rabbi Akiva, and he darshan a different way. And if you don't believe that he came later to overturn the drasha, look at the Hagos of the Yavitsa. He says it's something like that, the reason why men did in drasha. And we see this also in Shas too. We see, I think I brought last time Chavavu Beis in Saita, and I brought in I think it's Samad Beis Amad Aleph, Samad Gilmar Aleph in Bav Metzia, right, Ben Petura, right, until Rabbi Akiva came, Chai Yachicha Imach, Rabbi Akiva came to, we see that Rabbi Akiva overturns drushes of Chazal. He overturns drushes of Chazal. What gives Rabbi Akiva the authority? So first of all, we see that he had the authority. If he had the authority, how did he have the authority? Well, that's what the Rambam would say. The Rambam says it's that a Sanhedrin, even though it's not greater than the Gemara Sanhedrin. But what gave Rabbi Akiva the authority? I mean, what did Rabbi Akiva think his authority was? I want to claim this guy has Kahanim. Rabbi Akiva said that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was, with Moshe Rabbeinu, what are the Pratim? The Pratim of Ayom Mayed. Of course, all of this is because Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu Piyadibu. But for the fact that we see that there are Pratim said later in the Chumash, and the Torah says Sinai, means that the Pratim, which are Ka'en Droshes of the Kololim, right? A drosha is like a prat of a cloud. The Pratim, even though they were darshan, revealed from Kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu later, have the din as if they were given at Sinai, which means that a person can say, well, how could you darshan an oil mayin and overturn the drosha in Har Sinai? Kulam nitin the Sinai. In other words, basically, what the Rambam says in Hilchos Bavelim, that a later Beis Din can overturn our previous Beis Din, that's actually how the Chumash is working, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's my pshat.
That
so it's very interesting. Let me go a little further. Can you give me a Gemara Menachos? With this, I want to just learn a Gemara Menachos. The Chas V'Shalom, they're not contradicted, it's a drasha of the original one, it's not a contradiction. The Chas V'Shalom, that's the way he learned in the Chumash. That's it in the Chumash. The Pratim are like a drasha of the Klolim. That's what Rabbi Akiva learned. There's a very famous Gemara in Menachos, in Chavtes Amud Beis. Everybody knows this Gemara, right? How you know this Gemara? Everybody knows this Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Dorav, Bishah Sha'olam Moshe L'Molim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, or whatever, Mazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv Kosh Ksan L'Oisiyas. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making Ksarim crowns on the Oisiyas, on the letters. Omer L'Fanav, Yivar Shalom, Mimach Av Yotcha, who's forced you to put crowns on the Oisiyas? Omer L'Oisiyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, everybody knows this Gemara, I don't have to read the Gemara, but I'll read the Gemara anyway. Adam Echad Yisha, Adam Yisha Besayv Kabadayin, there's a certain person who will come after many generations, Akina Ben Yisha B'Shemayin, She also the drasha called kites for kites feeling till Shalom. He's gonna make a drasha on every kites pound, you know, piles of halachas. Amal of Habul Shalom Hereoli, show him to me. Amal like Chazal Achrecha, he went. He sits at the end of Shemot of Eid Shura. He said, right? Eid Ayel. Lo yedei mei. He didn't know. He didn't see what they're doing. Tashus Koichi, he felt weak. Achalash Nabeg, right? Kevin Shigil Adaba Echad. So at one point, Rabbi Kiva comes to something. Almost a minute, Rabbi Minayin Lach. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Rabbi Kiva, how do you know this? He said, Allah Kalabashi Vesinai. The Shash Vedaita. Shmidl felt better. Chaz Abol Echad is Bol. Amr Lepara, but Bona Shaloyah. But Yeshla Adam Kazer. But Tamez and Tayyid, are you on me? You have a person like this? Why am I giving the Torah? He should be giving the Torah. But the Bible says, "Shtoikach Allah b'machshav," the father. Remember, okay, now. What's his question? Why are you giving the Torah to me? Give him Rabbi Akiva. What big deal? What was his question? Give the Torah to him. What, the Torah Moshe is not good enough? It bothered me. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was saying better than Moshe Rabbeinu?
Seems to me his question is of Akiva saying much more.
I don't know. I want to say something different. When he says, you should give the Torah, why give it to me? Give it to Rabbi Akiva. I think the Gemara is making a parallelism between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. That's what Chazal was doing. Chazal was saying is, you see what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing? Rabbi Akiva is doing the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Pratim and Olam Mayed, and these are given Sinai. Rabbi Akiva is saying the same thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu says in Chazal, give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva, he says, he's not doing anything more than I was doing. And that's what he said. Derech Agav, I just want to mention to people, it says, he said, Halacha l'Moshe Misina, the Shash V'Daita. Here is the question. What's the Shash V'Daita? You say like this, he said like this. There's piles of drashas written on this Gemara. I think that the simplest answer is based upon what the Rosh says at the beginning of Hilchos Megvos and what the Rosh says in your Dying Paradox. Halacha l'Moshe Misina in Chazal doesn't mean give it to Moshe Misina. It means it's true. And rationally right as if it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rosh and the Rash Mishan say.
So why did they make Moshe Rabbeinu feel better?
Oh, because it's true. It sounded right. But he said, Halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, who the Rambam says, the Bereshit Mayis, is the highest level of Seichel. And when he saw that the Torah would still be given with Seichel, in those days it would still be given with Seichel, right? He felt better. There'll still be a Seichel big Torah. He felt better! The Jews are still using their seichel! What would he say now? I don't know!
Why would he have needed the answer of...
Listen, Rabbi Akiva was saying I said it from my seichel. I didn't make it up. It wasn't in the vow. I said it from my seichel. Ain't none Rosh Hashanah by Dava. Anyway, that's what I think Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. Anyway, in any case, I want to say that here we see clearly that Chazal are making, in fact, this interesting parallel between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so now what I want to say is the finding, and what l'chayra halacha l'moshe misinan. The Rambam says not only is it halachas that were nymphs of the altar, but actually they're perushim u'kubalim. Perushim, in other words, the pratim are like perushim on the klolim. So I want to claim is that this parallelism between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva is the way Chazal understood the structure of the Chumash. The structure of the Chumash, the fact that mitzvahs are given in a beklalos, then afterward they're given in pratis later on the Chumash, Chazal understood that as being a dogma, a working example, a precedent for the way the Torah should be out there works in all future generations. Namely, that of course, there's all been pain and water, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas v'Shalom, President believes that one thing was about Moshe Rabbeinu is an apikaya, the Rambam says, and it doesn't make us cover for that. But I'm saying is the whole structure of the Chumash presents us with a model by which the Rechidush HaTeva said in later generations, and these Chidush HaTeva are said with the authority, so that in fact, as if they were given at Sinai. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, and we're going to actually speak about this. This is going to actually be the shiur we're going to be giving. When the Gemara says at Ham and Aleph in Brachas, Moshe was given Gemara, was given Mishnah. What is given one Mishnah? I'm sure everybody's upshot. I want to say a different upshot. The text of the Chumash expresses the structure of the Torah Shel Peh, Mishnah, Gemara, all of these things. The text of the Chumash expresses all of these things. If we look at the text of the Chumash, we see the derech of Mesiva of Torah Shel Peh in all the generations. Chazal saw in the Chumash a model for the way the Torah Shel Peh would be transmitted and would be taught and learned in all future generations. The Torah Shebichsav is a dynamic text, and the Seder Sefer HaParshiyos express the movement, express the process of Torah Shebichsav, and I think, and the Yakotin, is that what the Chazon Ish means? I'm saying it a little bit differently than he said it, but he says, back to Moran, is that so? V'nein ischalt, I think it's your side. Is your side is
there? Good.
What?
It's Shabbos, I think.
It's your side, okay. Very good, and it's your side. V'nein ischalt for all the shoynes b'kava mitzvahs and the most b'sinei v'olmoyed v'abos moyed. Why are there different the shoynes in Sinai v'olmoyed? Hu l'ramez lanu to allude to us Biksava in the writing of the Torah that was said at Moshe Rabbeinu Bialpeh, Kifi Shekiblu Chazal Tadash and the Chaseiras and the Yaseos and the Khalifas. The Torah Shebiksav reflects the way the Chazal dash in the Torah. On the Jot side. That's what I want to claim. Okay. Anyway, this is really what I actually said the last 5 minutes of last time. And I may have been yawning that I was mad after this. But anyway, we filled in some of the things. Okay. Now, there's much more to go, we're just beginning. But we see clearly that the Chazal saw in the Torah Shebichsav the process of Torah Shebialpeh as Chazal practiced it. And therefore we're going to see in Chazal this parallelisms of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Akiva, and also parallelisms of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So we have drashas, we have mishnayos, we're going to have gemara too in Yitzhak Hashem, to pull them. Okay, fine. Anyway, in any case, I think I'm going to stop over here. I might say Shabbos, I think this is this Mitzay that you also have Chazaynish? Okay. Overlooking Harabayas from North Zion, a good Tavach until next week.